This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down an anti-ship cruise missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels, AP correspondent Charles Iladesma.
The attack late on Tuesday targeted the USS Gravely, a guided missile destroyer. The military's central command says the Gravely shot down the missile. A Houthi military spokesman claimed the attack in a statement on Wednesday morning. He called it a victory for the oppression of the Palestinian people and a response to the American-British aggression against our country. Since November, the rebels have repeatedly targeted ships in the Red Sea over Israel's offensive against Hamas in Gaza. The attacks have imperiled shipping in a key global trade route. I'm Charles Diladesma.
In Gaza, a desperate situation for more than a million displaced people and overcrowded shelters is being made worse by the weather. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In Gaza City, rain pouring in through holes in a roof, courtesy airstrikes. Tent camps like Jabalia, crowded with refugees, now sloshing through mud. This woman says the rain has drowned us. Everything's wet and cold, and on top of that, little food. But the flow of aid now hindered amid accusations that 12 employees of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees participated in Hamas's October 7th attacks.
UNRWA has provided essential humanitarian assistance.
U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
They've literally saved thousands of lives, and it's unfortunate that this information has raised some doubts about UNRWA.
UNRWA has roughly 13,000 employees in Gaza. I'm Ben Thomas.
Iran has threatened to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic following President Joe Biden's linking Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan. The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes. This is VOA News. The United Nations top court is preparing to rule in Ukraine's allegations that Russia bankrolled separatist rebels in the country's east a decade ago and has discriminated against Crimea's multi-ethnic community since its annexation of the peninsula. The legally binding final ruling due Wednesday is the first of two expected decisions from the International Court of Justice linked to the conflict between Russia and put it into a full-blown war in February 2022. Case accuses Russia of breaching conventions against discrimination and the financing of terrorism. Ukraine wants the court to order Moscow to pay reparations for attacks and crimes in the country's east, including the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. A Pakistani court again has sentenced former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife to 14 years in prison for corruption. This is a day after another special court convicted Khan for leaking state secrets and gave him a 10-year sentence. Khan and his wife are accused of retaining and selling state gifts when the former premier was in power. The court on Wednesday also disqualified Khan for years from holding any public office ahead of Pakistan's February 8th parliamentary elections. It was Khan's third such conviction since he was ousted from power in 2022. A Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives panel on Tuesday approved impeachment charges against Democratic President Joe Biden's top border official, a near-unprecedented move that comes as political tensions around immigration ramp up. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Democrats have dismissed the impeachment effort as a political ploy, and constitutional experts have said the policy criticisms outlined by Republicans do not meet impeachment's high standard of misconduct. Representative Benny Thompson is the ranking Democrat on the committee.
Republicans have ignored the facts and misrepresented the law to justify their scheme. But the law is clear, and so is Secretary's record. He's leveraged the full range of authorities at his disposal while stretching the resources provided by Congress to secure the border.
Mayorkas, a former federal prosecutor, defended his immigration enforcement record in a letter to Green.
Despite a court ruling blocking the deployment, Kenya's President William Ruto said Tuesday a mission to help tackle gang violence in Haiti is moving forward. Reuters' David Doyle.
The international force is aimed at tackling rampant gang violence in the Caribbean nation that killed nearly 5,000 people last year. But the mission was thrown into doubt after the Kenyan court ruled it would be unconstitutional to deploy officers abroad unless there was a reciprocal arrangement in place.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.